Part of me for a long time was like, Bill Belichick, why don't you just tell us who's playing?
I ain't the sharpest knife in the drawer.
And Gerard Mayo does it. And it's not a big deal. And it shouldn't be a big deal. Hey, who's starting the preseason game? No one's game planning. No one's doing anything. Bill would play these stupid games like, oh, you'll see when they're out there.
Right.
And I stand by that. Like, I guess I would rather have the coach tell me who's playing than not. So I would take this approach from Gerard Mayo right now than what Bill did for 20 years, where he just looked at you like you were crazy for even asking.
Right. And also, it didn't really matter who it was then because we all knew who the starter was.
No, but like, there were plenty of preseason games and stuff like that where we're like, is it Brady? Is it Garoppolo? I'm just talking purely in the preseason, especially. At least in the regular season, maybe there's some gamesmanship. It's like, is it Brady? Is it Garoppolo? Who's starting this preseason game? Is Brady going to play at all? How much is Brady going to play? Like, what is the harm in answering that in the preseason? So I'm happy Gerard Mayo answers it. I guess what bothers me is he's just like, oh, thank you. That's more than you guys ever got. Remember he said that the other week? He's like, oh, that's more than you guys ever got for the last 20 years.
Fantastic. Now you guys can sleep at night.
Oh, now you can sleep at night. I guess that's starting to bother me about him. Like, oh, thank you, Gerard, for telling us who the stupid starter is in the preseason game. Like, wow, thank you so much. So, like, that's what's bothering me about Mayo. Good, you're sharing it. You should. But can you just share it? Do you have to, like, pat yourself on the back for, like, telling us who the stupid preseason starter is? Like, that... that's starting to bother me with him.
Yeah, I mean, it's, again, moving as far away from the Belichick model as you possibly can, and Mayo's leaned into that, so I'm not really surprised to hear it. He does have a much more jokey kind of rapport with the media than Bill ever did. I mean, Bill didn't give you anything.
No.
Gerard gives you everything, and he's trying to, like, rap with you, too, a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, not rap, but he's trying to have a rapport.
Yeah, sure.
And it's something that I think a lot of these guys are probably not used to. We're not used to hearing it. We're not used to a head coach with a personality talking and joking with people. It's just not what we saw for a long time. So, you know, I mean, you think back to, like, the Pete Carroll days. He was kind of like this.
Yeah.
Like, this is how Pete sort of treated everything.
Yeah. I mean, look.
It would help us a lot offensively, score more points, and giving up fewer would help us too.
You know, like,
don't forget that.
Like, Mike McDaniel has a good scheme, but all the stuff he does annoys me too. Like, he does a bunch of this stuff. You see his thing with Tyreek Hill the other day? Like, what's going on with Tyreek Hill's thumb? He's like, I'm really good at thumb wrestling.
Did see that.
And it's like, so that bothers me too.
Buzzing.
And so, look,
have you seen his new look, by the way?
I've seen it, yes.
McDaniel?
Yeah.
Someone said he went from Best Buy Geek Squad to, like, Miami Coke dealer in 2 years.
It's very accurate.
It's very true.
He's such a squid. I've never liked the way he handles anything. He's been more successful as a coach than I thought. And his scheme is good, offensively. Mm-hmm. Those teams flame out like you read about in December and by the end of the year. Here you go. If you're watching on Twitch, you can see his look. I mean, he might as well be Tony Montana in these pictures. But that's at twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. It's a good progression. That's a good progression for him, isn't it?
Yeah.
If I could grow my hair, rich lawyer to broke lawyer.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
If my hair grew out like that, I'd grow it out like that.
Yeah.
But I get like this mullet thing. Like, I couldn't do that. But like, it wouldn't work.
But like, Mayo thinks he's really funny, just like Mike McDaniel thinks he's really funny. Like, that bothers me. It's like, oh, now you guys are sleeping at night, right? And it's like, okay, can you say who the starter is? Like, is that too much to ask? Somebody asks a question, you just answer it, and then you just wait for the next question. Doesn't have to be jokey about it.
Starting Mike McDaniel, he clearly looks like he doesn't sleep at night.
You don't have to be jokey about it. You don't have to be an a-hole about it like Bill. Like, is it too much to ask to just kind of split the difference between the two? Like, why is it so far over here with one and so far over there with the other? And maybe I'm just being nitpicky, but I really don't think I'm asking too much. But that's starting to annoy me.
Who's the last, like, really legitimately funny coach? Like, Rex Ryan?
Probably.
Yeah. I think,
Rex Ryan,
Andy Reid in those commercials, he's funny.
That's a good one. Andy Reid's funny.
So those are the last two funny coaches.
Yeah, but Andy Reid's funny like, I'm fat, haha, I'm funny.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, I mean, that's funny.
That's good. Fat humor.
It's great.
Poop and fart humor. Like,
how about that D, baby?
Some things are timeless. You know what I mean?
Like, Rex Ryan had the fat thing and the foot thing, so like, there was a lot. I mean, there's a lot of comedy.
He really had a lot going for him. That's true. It's a good point. Beyond the quarterbacks, Arkham, what's at stake in this game? Anything?
I think the wide receiver, and I asked Curran about this yesterday, but I think the wide receiver hierarchy is still one that's coming into form a little bit. You know, I think one big play here and there could mean a lot for someone like Kayshon Boutte, someone like Tyquan Thornton, who's been like the number one wideout here through most of practice and in all of these different camps. I think it seems like he's really emerged now in practice. We'll see if he can actually do it on the field or not. But this is a game on Sunday, and if he has a big touchdown or a big long gain or something like that, I could see the wide receiver room being affected. I'm thinking strictly offense here, so like whatever's going on with Caden Wallace, Mike Onwenu trying him out at tackle again, which I saw that he was there again today.
Yep.
Those are all important parts of this, too. The tight end situation, since those guys are all banged up, you know, Jaheim Bell and, like, whoever else they have over there, they can maybe make some strides. But really, I think the wide receiver is number one, and tight end is more of a mess. At least with wide receiver, there's some guys that you feel good about. Left tackle and, you know, on the offensive line, I think, there's a lot at stake there, but it's going to take a miracle.
Yeah, I don't really care about player 53. You know, I don't care about the kicker. And so I'm with you. Like, outside of quarterback, what's relevant? What's around the quarterback? O-line, can you get the right combination? The wide receivers, I think, are interesting. I'm curious to see where Javon Baker is in the pecking order.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is he playing? Is he playing a lot? Can he actually catch the ball when Drake May throws it to him or any of the quarterbacks throw it to him? Like, I'm interested in that. So wide receivers, I think, is a good one. A couple of things here. Number one, we were scheduled to be at Fenway, but it's been quite a wild week here at WEEI. So the Red Sox on WEEI are brought to you by your New England Ford dealers. Make it the best summer ever with Ford by joining the Bronco family or getting the made-for-you New England Edition F-150. They are the official truck of the Boston Red Sox. Also this, 37937. We get this every – it might be the same texter for all I know, but I hear this constantly. And we get it every time we talk about Mayo versus Bill and Mayo being too soft on the players versus Bill. And you tell me if this is fair, Arcan. I'll let you be the judge. Jones, this is exactly what you asked for. We had the greatest coach of all time. Debatable. Now we have this dope giving you everything you ever wanted, and now you're whining about it. Is that fair?
A little bit.
It is.
Yeah, there's some. I mean, it's true. It's the opposite of Bill Belichick.
I didn't ask for Gerard Mayo. I never once asked for Gerard Mayo.
But you asked for something other than Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
This is something other than him, and he's leaning into not being like Bill. Like, if Gerard Mayo was trying to be like Bill, then I think we'd be upset with that, right? Like, what, do you think you're Bill Belichick? That didn't work when he was here, and now you're trying to do that again, and you're not him, and it's never worked with any of his other assistant coaches ever, like literally ever. So you'd be upset about that, right? We'd all
probably have
a problem with that.
Yeah.
So if he's leaning away from it, then
okay,
it's the opposite,
but those to me are the same thing. You're bringing in somebody from the Bill tree. Why are you even toying around with the
tree?
No, but why are you toying around with the Bill tree? I wouldn't say if somebody came in and was a hard ass, but wasn't from the Bill tree, I'd be like, oh, that's how they are. It's authentic. If they come in from the Bill tree and try to be Bill, that bothers me. So why go to the Bill tree at all? This is not what I asked for. I said, if I were any NFL team, never mind this one, any NFL team, I would never hire from Bill's coaching tree. I've been saying that now for years and years and years, going back to the first McDaniels debacle. The first one, okay? Not when he came back here and when he went to the Raiders, the first one in Denver. I would never go to the Bill coaching tree, okay? So they did that, number one. I also didn't want a defensive guy. So I didn't ask for this. I didn't ask for this guy not once. I think they made the right move by moving on from Bill. And if you're still lusting after Bill Belichick, you must think every single team in the NFL is a bunch of morons, which I know Bill thinks. Bill thinks everybody else is a big fat idiot. It turns out no one else wanted Bill. Nobody. And so Bill was a good coach for a long time. .. with the greatest player of all time. I don't know. I don't find that to be all that impressive, quite frankly. A lot of guys can win with the greatest player of all time. In fact, most do in most sports. So I don't find that to be all that impressive. And I don't miss Bill, you know, at least from a coaching this team standpoint, maybe from like a talk radio content standpoint, sure. But I don't miss Bill. I don't think Bill should be here. I didn't ask for Bill. Don't say I asked for Bill. I didn't ask for this, meaning Gerard Mayo to replace Bill. I asked for an offensive guy that wasn't on Bill's coaching tree. This is not that. Deuce,
it's
PK.
Definitely not that.
No, it's not even
neither
close.
One of those two things.
Deuce, PK is in Boston. Go ahead, Deuce.
Hey, first I want to say that, you know, I heard about you guys' separation, man. I like you guys a lot. You guys are a great team.
Thanks.
First, I wanted to say that. Second of all, I hear you guys talk a lot about all the performances, the tryouts, the practices. But if this is a real build, why don't we just accept that they just suck until they become a better team? What's the big deal of just sucking in general?
Okay, well,
it sucks.
It
sucks when you suck.
Okay, I felt that way last year. But now you have, we hope, the franchise quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So you want all that suckiness around him? You want the losing and the bad attitude and you want all that to be associated with your rookie quarterback. Like last year, I was all for be terrible, get a high draft pick, get the quarterback. I was all for that. But now that you have the quarterback, I think there's some value in being competitive, building towards something. You don't need to be a playoff team. You don't even need to have a winning record. But I hope they're better than last year, and I hope they look functional on offense. If May's playing, that's what I want. If May's not going anywhere near the field, and they know this, and it's a red shirt year, and Brissett's playing all year, then fine. Be terrible and get another high draft pick. I'll get on board with that. But if May's going to play, I think there's value in the team being competitive, being watchable, and a modern-day offense. Like, I'm going to lean in on some of that because I don't want Drake May to go 1-16. I don't think that's great.
No, it's definitely not. And, you know, we talk about ruining the quarterback. You know, that when we think of that, we think of a guy going out there and just he can't put one foot in front of the other. He's throwing interceptions. He's getting sacked. He's missing guys. He can't run the huddle. He doesn't know the right play. Like, you know, that sort of thing. Like, that's how you ruin a quarterback. Not necessarily. You can have a quarterback go out there and perform well enough, and the team around him is just so bad that it breaks his spirit. Like, that could certainly happen. Like,
yeah.
This is his first year. It's his introduction to the NFL. And, you know, this was the team they put around him, knowing that he was the third overall pick and this centerpiece of the offense. And he goes out there, and it's just, oh, my God, like, every week with these guys, and we can't win a game. Like, that's that could play a big role in ruining a quarterback.
It could. I'm less concerned about that. I just, if May's playing a bunch and he's wins one game all year, then I'm worried that he's not that good, and I'm worried about stuff like that. And so, no, if May's playing, I want them winning games, and I want him looking good. I'm not just going to sit there and go, well, it's his rookie year. What do you expect? He's got nothing around him. I won't do that. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jerod Mayo, how they're going to handle this final preseason game. What do you expect to see out of Drake May? What's at stake in the final preseason tune-up against Washington? Plus, is this really a quarterback battle? Something we've been discussing all offseason. We're going to find out starting on Sunday night. That's next.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.